So to start off, let's get the recap going. What happened last session?
I told some bad dad jokes.
Those were some good dad jokes.
Yes, so we met Otis, one of Anima's parents. They got on the Hyperlance to do a sort of check, forgetting to let anyone know that they were going to be there for a quick second. So we rescued them. It's fine.
Yeah. Question is, were they actually checking something or did they forget their sim unit on the Hyperlance after the last check and go back for it? That's one of the two.
Yeah, we brought them to the captain, well, the acting captain right now. Got that figured out. And then we went and had a nice chat, skating around the Federation as much as possible. Well, sort of. And Anima... Yeah, well, Anima explaining what happened in general terms and explained that she has amnesia. And so her memories are coming back just very slowly and in sort of spurts. And Vi warned Otis to not kind of do anything dumb. Like, please don't go after the Federation right now. And please do not look for information in the Federation right now. And if you do, be extremely careful because people have have disappeared themselves over just asking questions, not even getting to the information.
To be fair, that was within the Federation, but still, it's better safe than sorry.
Yeah. Stavios tried to get more information about the Federation from Miss Yellow, but was not quite clear in communicating it, so she thought they were maybe drunk or high.
Yeah, there was an intelligence check to see like how well Stavios was able to sort of communicate the information that they gleaned, and it went really poorly. It went really poorly. I think the roll is still in charge.
Is it like a nat one?
Yeah, you got a one.
Yeah.
For three. So, yeah. I mean, you can try again another time, but that time it came out either like absolute gobbledygook or sounding a bit like a conspiracy theorist.
Yeah.
Or probably a little bit of both.
Little column A, little column B.
Yeah. After the talk, we went to one of the crew quarters and decided to rest up for our shifts in the Keshite Rev.
Yeah. Traveling from Peltavaria to Pelsaros is a lot quicker through the Keshite Rev than through other methods, but it still takes some time. And they're operating on an absolute skeleton crew, so they've asked, like, hey, do you mind, like, helping, keeping an eye on things? But you do get some time to rest, because you've had one hell of a day. There's been a lot going on. I think altogether, it's been 3 hours since you arrived at Peltavaria at this point.
Probably.
And that's most of that has been just the catching up over lunch. Or whatever meal it is. I've given up keeping track of what time of the day it is in this world. And I also think you decided to basically bunk up where the Marvalas were going to stay. So you aren't, like, accidentally bunking in someone else's private quarters. So you can count as having a long rest for all of you who got injured.
Yay! Thank you!
Because some of you got injured. Y'all have some time after you wake up, and what do y'all do? Do you hang out and talk more? You go, like, see what kind of entertainment stuff this ship has? The Hyperlance is created to be, like, a sort of the next wave of a public transportation. So it's fancy, and it's got entertaining stuff. And it was also currently supposed to have, like, science teams and some other expedition groups on it, but... stuff happened, and it's a skeleton crew.
Yeah, I think I probably just want to try and see if there's what the entertainment was like. I don't think, especially after not really being able to gather the info I wanted to gather previously. Stavios just wants to kind of chill out until we get where we're going.
You are able to find there's like plants where they have a lot of very pretty decent selection of movies and some TV shows and like games. It's geared towards family friendly without all being cartoons.
Mm-hmm.
Some educational stuff.
Yeah, just pop in a movie. Yeah. Start enjoying it.
Possibly fall asleep during it. Raid the snacks.
I just see Stavios going from the kitchen to this little entertainment area just with a bunch of snacks that they know that they can eat, going to watch a movie.
Is anyone joining them, or everyone going off to do their own thing?
I think Otis is just gonna try and make themselves useful, and so is maybe gonna just like start like checking like the ship engine, you know, other ship systems, like not like doing anything major, but just kind of poking around, like kind of like figuring out, you know, okay, how does this work? What would I need to fix if it breaks? That kind of a thing.
While you're doing that, you run into Adele, who is the... He's not the chief engineer. He was the engineer that was on the ship. Like, he's high up there. This isn't supposed to be his only job, so he is happy to have some help and assistance, and he'll point you to what to look for, but also politely ask, please don't touch anything.
I'll just touch with my eyes.
Looks at you a little quizzically, nods, goes back to what he's doing. Probably put some music on at some point. Bye, Anima. How are you all spending? You've got a couple hours before you're even near the exit point. Well, several hours.
I'm still trying to decide. I think when she woke up, she would like check her sim unit, see if there were anything pressing that happened while she was asleep. Go look at the cockpit area, see if basically has anything exploded or bad happened while I was asleep. Because she's still not 100% sure about just being in a rift. It was just kind of like, don't love this. And I was asleep. So, I mean, sort of popping in, just like,
nothing has exploded. When you get up to the helm, you see Gavalia is actually currently piloting. Jinli has gone to take a nap.
That's fair.
Because she needs one. But when you come in, you see the windows were open, you can see the swirling streams of color passing by, and I imagine it's just a little disorientating.
Yeah.
But also mesmerizing.
Yeah, Vi's doing better with it, but she's still, like, thinking, I'll be happier when we're not sort of traveling through a form of wormhole.
Yeah. Because where you're from, wormholes are entirely theoretical, and now you're in one.
Yep.
And like the next step up of public transportation too.
But just sort of, I mean, I think she's notating the swirls of colors and everything for like design ideas for her jewelry, but she's also like, I'll be much happier when I'm on not in wormhole, you know, just in normal space.
The moment of, this is cool, but also I am vaguely uncomfortable because existential dread, baby!
Yep. They were beings of some sort who were able to get in here. Just get in. And we killed them quickly, but yeah. It's like,
the ship has systems to detect when that happens and stuff that should prevent it from happening, but sometimes stuff just happens. No system's perfect. If it claims to be perfect, do not trust it. Anima, how are you going to be spending your time?
I'm also going to go to the cockpit, but I'm just going to stay there and basically be a pair of hands if necessary.
Ready to step in and push a button if a button needs pushing?
Yes.
If you ask, they'll probably put you on just monitoring one of the stations. I'll say you've probably never flown ship quite like this, but the station you're looking at does seem somewhat familiar. You're not an expert in it, but you know the generals of what to look for and what to do if someone else needs control of this.
I mean, I had also never flown a Basilisk class ship before, but I did that for a little bit. So.
You did. And you did a pretty good job considering that thing shouldn't have been able to fly.
Yeah, right up until it exploded.
Yeah, it shouldn't have been able to fly. That thing had been there for centuries.
Yeah.
Explode, just slight explosion. It's fine.
I mean, it exploded. An explosion is an explosion. It exploded.
Just part of the power center exploded. Any conversations anyone wants to have in the hours before we get to the other side, or we all just awkwardly, casually avoiding each other?
Every once in a while, feeling some tension in the air, Otis does find an intercom and just shares a little joke.
Oh, no.
For example, what did the pirate say on his 80th birthday? I matey. I'm...
And what you swear you could hear Gavalia laughing?
Stavios, too, from the movie room, cackling. The loudest, most obnoxious, like, cackle you've ever heard in your life.
Stavios has never heard dad jokes before. Let's be real. Dad jokes, this is a new experience for you.
Y'all can blame Brianna for specifying that there were dad jokes.
That's Casey.
Yeah. No, that was me that decided that. Brianna just heard the message. Here's one from the play that Alexis and I are in.
Oh, boy.
Here's a small taste. Why was there a chair next to the dead body?
Oh, that one.
It's there for rigor mortis to sit in.
I feel like at some point Anima does respond with that one over the intercom. I mean, that's up to you, but that would be funny. I don't know, did y'all have a habit of trading dad jokes sometimes when you're on long shifts?
I don't know. Who's to say?
You.
Oh.
Or was that more of someone else had that competition going on with Otis?
There was someone else that had that competition. Let's see. I kind of want to say it was Wendell.
Yeah, I was leaning Wendell too.
It was either going to be Wendell or Liberty.
Liberty is a little bit more of the flirty, jokey type.
Yeah.
She's got the more bubbly personality. Not gonna lie, I feel like every time Otis makes this joke, you kind of feel like you're back on the Pioneer. Which a lot of those memories over the couple of hours probably start clicking into place a bit more. And also, if you're interested in having something to do, Gavalia can show you and explain what to do and kind of talk you through monitoring another one of the systems just so you can step in and help if needed.
Okay, yeah.
The ship's got its own AI, not quite as sophisticated as Nell, but it does need some human assistance. Or organic assistance. Words.
Well, yeah. No, I get all you meant. So yeah, I'll help with that. During, I guess, a lull in between the dad jokes, I'll sort of turn to Anima and quite like, how are you feeling with your parents suddenly being here? I mean, they're happy to see you, which I know is a concern, but...
That's a little bit of a complicated question.
Okay.
More so than it seems. On the one hand, I'm glad that they thought that I was safe, but on the other hand, nobody bothered to tell my family I was missing for years?
Yeah, that is odd. That
So it makes me a little more anxious to try and get some answers out of Nova Station about exactly what they had me and Dottie doing.
Yeah, because even if...
Because if that was part of their mission, is she still over there?
Oh no.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
That's not a comforting thought.
No, it's not.
At all.
Hey, Anima, roll intelligence.
Oh dear.
You shouldn't be so worried.
That is an 8.
Never mind. Keep going.
Say, I can try to give a help action if possible, but I don't know if I can do that.
I don't know if you'd be able to help or that probably wouldn't change nothing.
If I could roll an insight.
Okay, I'll roll insight. I have good insight.
You can theorize.
Okay. Oh, yay! 21!
So what's Vi thinking about as you're hearing Anima describe the situation?
One, that it's very suspicious that Nova Station didn't say anything about it, because even if the whole ship was lost, or they thought it was destroyed and everyone had perished, they should still have record of that. They should be able to find some sort of black box or something. Or if it was gone, they should have known. So it's really odd that it didn't, that they didn't say anything. And then I think Vi's trying to sort of also think when Anima mentions that Dottie could be in the Federation, trying to sort of rack her brain, see if she's heard any... if she had heard anything in the shadow net there about an Eldori suddenly appearing and asking all these questions, or if there was anything she could think of that may help with that.
So when you try and think of if you picked up anything that could be related to Dottie showing up, because that was 4 years ago, it's not like a far distant past thing you're trying to remember. You didn't hear anything about it. There was no chatter about it. Nothing. But as you're trying to think of, like, why Nova Station wouldn't say anything, you've had a lot of experience working with groups that keep things secret, especially groups that are trying to do, like, research of some kind. Whatever Anima and Dottie were involved in, could have been something was very compartmentalized or perhaps an offshoot of something else. So might not have been a lot of information, or might have been just like a very small group of people involved. Also, sometimes depending on what they were working on, there might not have been a lot of communication back and forth between the people working on the project and those in charge, depending on sort of the structure of things. It could have been one of those situations where it's just they report if there's an emergency, they report when they figure something out. So there could have been explanations. Keeping things compartmentalized and keeping communication to a minimum to lessen the likelihood of outsiders finding out what's going on there.
Okay.
That could make sense, but after a certain point, that does start to get a little strange. So if Nova Station hasn't looked into it yet, and they don't already know about it, they probably will reach out and check soon, because it's been almost 5 years.
Yeah, it's like they probably should have checked a few years ago.
Depends on like the setup and organizational structure of the equivalent of DARPA, kind of. That's the best fiction example I've seen of this.
Okay, so I thinks for a moment, and then to Cinema, well, I don't recall hearing something about someone matching Dottie's description or what you've told me about her suddenly appearing in Federation space. So that is something. The only thing that I can think of with Nova Station is that whatever you and Dottie were working on was very compartmentalized, or you somehow were in a situation where communication had to be kept to a minimum. Now, I don't know if it was something where they didn't expect communication for 4 or 5 years. That is a little off to me, but I don't know. It may have been, you guys may have been working on something that was going to take years to do. I don't. We just have a lot more questions that we need to ask Nova Station about that.
Yeah. Well, I guess it kind of makes sense that there was no worry on the Marvala's part, the Pioneer's part, just... If there wasn't supposed to be that much communication, I don't know. It still kind of feels weird.
And that's very fair. You would think that they wouldn't wait 4 or 5 years, however long it was, before Nova Station started asking questions of, like, hey, are you guys still... Is there a problem? Any updates?
Yeah.
If someone else also wants to happen to walk into the helm during this conversation, or if anyone wants to make rolls, this could be after a couple of hours.
I don't know. I just...
It's okay, we're working on being able to meet with someone from Nova Station, then we can at least ask those questions and see their reactions. Even if they don't give straightforward answers. They might, but... You never know.
Why? We did you a huge, big favor. And you're just gonna... be like this? I don't know.
Okay, just if there's anything I can do to help, let me know.
I will.
So sensing that this is a complicated topic, but I kind of tries to... fade into other conversation. I don't know what that would be exactly.
Just panning into small talk.
Yeah. Or at least something else.
Farida's latest music video?
Yeah. Maybe.
And then panning over to Stavios. Are you going to attempt to contact Mrs. Yellow again?
I do want to try again. I mean, it's been a hot minute. I'm not necessarily trying to do it. I'm away from everyone, so I'm not doing it as covertly as before. So yeah, I think I just want to try and...
Taking more time to explain things in a better, in a more precise and helpful manner?
Yeah.
Then just, have you heard about this space where everyone there sucks? And she's just like, you're going to have to narrow that down.
That's a lot of places.
So yeah, I send what I was trying to send before along with just whatever information about Anima's mission that I was able to glean, just so I could see if she or any of her contacts have any sort of background knowledge that could be helpful for Anima at all.
I'll say roll intelligence, but you have advantage this time.
Well, glad I have advantage. Nope, doesn't matter. That's 2 twos.
Oh my goodness.
No. How unfortunate.
Oh, I feel bad because it's like I want to give you something, but also...
Is there anything that I can do... to make sure, like, can I take a really long time to write this all out to make sure that I'm being super, super clear? Like, I want, like, this would be something that I would be going back, I'd be checking everything, I wouldn't, because I don't want to, I don't know, I'm just...
I'll say, you can do it, but it's going to take you, like, an hour.
Okay. But I'll take the hour to... I'm not in a hurry.
True.
So yeah, I'll take the time.
Just takes you a lot longer than you feel like it should.
Yeah, I definitely feel like this is why I should have went to college.
Instead of just the equivalent of the law school your dad put you through that his company owns?
Well, I guess it's more like, when I say went to college, I should have paid attention while I was in college instead of doing literally everything but paying attention and partying and that whole thing.
That is fair. So, it takes you a while to get everything summed up in a way that Mrs. Yale is actually going to be able to comprehend what you're talking about for, like, what you got was, like, she was working for Nova Station, disappeared 5 years ago. They were doing something. She doesn't remember what they were doing other than she and Dottie had been hired. What bits do you think Stavios would have focused on?
I would have definitely focused on, well, the fact that Anima was quote-unquote gone for so long and came back with no memory whatsoever, that just seems very specific, very on purpose. So it could, that could even be, like, something that usually happened. Like, they could know someone who does that, and that's kind of how they do business with whoever they capture or whoever they use. Focusing a lot on Anima's partner, as well as what Anima was supposed to be doing in the first place.
So, you take your hour to get all of that summed up in a way that makes sense. You're probably maybe still a little sleepy from that real good sleep you just had. Mrs. Yellow gets the message and there's a response back in a meeting, but I will look into this, let you know what I find out. Also, that response is like 20 minutes later. She's busy. But she does respond.
I think after having poked around sufficiently enough to know that this ship is not going to fall apart anytime soon, I think Otis does, maybe in between checking different things, is going to, kind of like last time when I asked Rout their theories about stuff outside of, you know, normal space, again, kind of just like, you know, I was reading this article and... what do you think the science is behind, like, erasing people's memories? And, you know, kind of like probing, like, you know, do you think it's possible to get someone's memories back after they've forgotten them? You know, kind of having that sort of conversation over message with Rout. Again, sort of tiptoeing around things.
I just rolled an insight check for Rout, because that's not the most subtle of questions, but the last insight check... he bombed. This insight check, I rolled a 17. So the response back is, what are you trying to say without saying it? I can tell you're talking around something. I know you. What's going on?
Shoot. I can't tell you exactly. It's not my story to tell. Send.
How does he respond? Does he actually know anything that would be helpful for that conversation? He responds back, okay, period.
Oh no.
But then the next message is, I don't know anything on the topic, but a mutual friend of ours may know something. She's a little busy right now, but I will ask her when this is done, and then maybe we will be at a place where you can better explain what's going on. Which, you know, like, the with the group of scientists that your family, the family travels around with, primarily people Donnie used to work with, and still technically, officially does work with, there's a lot of question marks there. There are people in there who, one person who is basically an expert in neuroscience. The study of brains, memory, knowledge. Got a bunch of weird, brilliant people that work together.
I just respond back, thanks, love you, kissy emoji.
Love you too, kissy emoji. Casey, your dads are adorable. Anima, your dads are adorable. Look at me. Brain. So it's a little bit after this, and I'll say, like, right after you switch the conversation to more lighthearted topics, Jin Lee comes back to take over the helm from Gavalia, now that she's had a very nice nap, and she sends him a message through the system. We should be getting close to the exit point soon. Hope everyone's awake. If you want to start migrating up here, we should be there within the next hour. It's almost within visual range.
Cool, cool.
And then, Anima, just roll me a perception check.
Oh dear. Okay.
That is the automatic reaction to any time a heavy roll anything.
14?
Okay. You notice something showing up on the scanners. It's, like, still way out in front of you, but it's within range. Looks like there's some kind of debris field up ahead. You have been listening to Aboard the Opal Star, an Esper Genesis 5e actual play podcast DM'd and produced by Brianna Jean as part of Pseudonym Social, a creative podcast network changing reality one story at a time. Violina is played by Alexis Workman. Anima is played by Casey Glover. Stavios is played by Shan Smith. And the theme music, as always, is by Patrick Chester of Chester Studios. If you don't want to wait to see what happens next, you can get early access to our episodes over at patreon.com/pseudonymsocial. If you like our show, please consider leaving us a review on your favorite podcasting app so people can know where to find us. We couldn't do this without your help. To get more information on this or any of our other shows, check out our website at pseudonymsocial.com.